I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. On March 10th, 10 students representing high schools across New Mexico will stand on the stage of the St. Francis Auditorium in Santa Fe before a panel of judges to recite poetry. The competition is part of a national program called Poetry Out Loud. And each year in New Mexico, it involves almost 2,000 high school students. With me is the coordinator of the program from New Mexico's Department of Cultural Affairs, Phyllis Kennedy. Phyllis, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
This program was created by the National Endowment for the Arts and the Poetry Foundation, which is a national organization, and they have created this curriculum as well.
Yes, with help from teachers nationwide. They have some very nice lesson plans that you can use. The program doesn't need to last an entire semester or even for a unit, 10 weeks. It can be a two-week program if they choose to do that. But it does blend nicely into the curriculum.
There are high school competitions already around the country for public speaking, for oratory, dramatic monologues. What are the special challenges of a poetry competition?
I think the challenge for some of them is finding the poem that speaks to them from the 900 poem anthology, and then really diving deep into it with their teachers and with their friends and also with our teaching artists. That's one thing they stress, is really understanding the poem, being able to bring out the author's voice.
You mentioned that there is an anthology of poems which the kids are asked to choose from. What is the range in this group of 900 poems?
I think it's just about everything you could wish for. There are many pre-20th century. There's a lot of Shakespeare. And every year there's a chance to update. So the Poetry Foundation and the National Endowment for the Arts invite people to submit recommendations.
So there are contemporary poets in there as well.
Absolutely.
Living poets.
Yes, absolutely.
Do you think the program may change the way students feel about poetry?
Oh, I certainly hope so. And a lot of them say, I didn't want to do it. My teacher made me do it. And then when I started reading the poem and studying it, I became totally immersed and loved it.
You've watched 5 years worth now of these state finals. What do you feel like when you're watching the students doing the recitations?
Sometimes they just make me want to cry. It's so beautiful. And I know they've worked so hard to be there. And being on stage and reciting the poem is something that a lot of people feel they can do. Students you might not expect to be able to do that will sometimes shine.
We have said this is a competition. There are going to be winners on March 10th in Santa Fe. What are they going to win?
The winner will win $200 cash and another prize for their school library. I think it's $100 for the school library to purchase books of poetry.
And the winner gets to make a special trip.
The winner, the New Mexico state champion, gets to represent New Mexico at the national finals in Washington, D.C. in April. And here's what sets this competition apart, I think. The grand prize at the Poetry Out Loud Nationals is $20,000.
That's substantial.
It is. Second place is $10,000. Third place is $5,000. It's very competitive.
Phyllis Kennedy from New Mexico Arts leads our state's participation in Poetry Out Loud, a national annual recitation contest for high school students. New Mexico finals are March 10th in Santa Fe. Details at KUNM.org. I'm Spencer Beckwith.